Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Mostly my own money.
I don't believe you.
Fucking Danny.
Don't believe me. Also, great timing.
Yeah, well, I'm sad that I didn't hit it right before you told me to, or said fuck you, because that would have been wonderful timing.
Okay, fuck you.
Well, there you go.
My dice, I spent money on them. What's in here? Is this more? This is more dice. Okay.
Light candles reminder.
No, fuck. God damn it.
Shit.
Hey, Mom, light the candle.
Do you have a lighter?
Yes, one second.
I have a blowtorch.
Hold on.
Is it a lighter?
Hey, Benji, how do we tell him?
Oh, God, am I out of the campaign? I knew it was going to happen.
Fucking walked away.
Here we go.
What are you telling us?
He actually made a whole secret second character, and that's what he's bringing in.
Okay. Yeah, so. Ran to the other room and put in the lighter. All right.
Also, hi to the general crowd. They're, whenever the hell we're listening to this again to fact check ourselves. Yeah. This is the energy we got tonight.
Yep. Okay, so a little bit of housekeeping. we took an unexpected week off because I was dying.
And Moth.
Moth was also dying. And somehow Dia, who, like, we all independently got sick and we're dying.
And I got to be around two of the three
and
didn't get
sick.
Moth arrived and Banjo went to heaven.
It's true. It's very true.
Yay.
Oh, you made heaven already. All right.
That's how I know it's a lie.
My business.
I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of small
It is my business.
Involved.
It's the only happy business I've got.
Back to the plot.
So yeah.
I listened to Saga for the plot.
I'm still not completely recovered. So if my voice is funny and I'm coughing or clearing my throat a lot, that's why. Sorry in advance.
Those are there.
Second order of business. Substantial time skip. Any details that need to happen behind the scene we can work on later. But we are landing at I'm gonna call it where did I write
it? Said like March 17th?
Yeah, we're gonna call it March the 17th is where we are reconvening. That is a Monday. I'm gonna go ahead and change the current date chat so that I do not forget.
There's so much you can't
also
do.
So Moth can figure out the moon phase for when that becomes important.
Also reminders for nodes for everyone.
It is waning quarter.
Cool. And I will figure out what change day it is later. But we are getting close to the 1 year anniversary of the change in universe. and Astoria's birthday. So other housekeeping will happen basically as we go. I don't have the full details of the story yet, so that will be told later. But Naomi is stepping out as a player character, and we'll have a new player character who will be introduced to you guys tonight. And I guess last bit of housekeeping is M is in my house. Yay.
There's lots of housekeeping going on.
We think we have successfully negated Echo and me picking up their voice, or they're picking up mine. If that ends up not being the case, we will adjust as we go. Just let us know, please. But yeah, we're in separate rooms with a closed door between us, so hopefully we should be good. But all right. I think that brings us to back to the plot. As we enter chapter 3, A Saga of Change, Time of Beginnings. Just to recap what's happened before we got here. a big recap. Not quite a year ago, last May, an inexplicable event took place which caused all modern technology to cease functioning. From gunpowder to electricity, it all stopped in one instant. Planes fell out of the sky, the lights never came back on, and chaos descended. This was noticed most acutely by practitioners of magic, who noticed that the rules seemed to have changed. As chaos descended, different players moved to take advantage, or at the very least, find their own survival. And our party of intrepid survivors made their way out of Chicago, brought together by happenstance or fate, and set out to find a safe place to ride out the end of the world. Through a series of trials and trepidations, some friends left the group, some were slain, and new ones arrived. And the party found themselves settled into the small town of Kirkland, where they have made a home for themselves. Other groups have emerged around them, some friendly, some enemy, and some difficult to tell which were which, even now, as well as the obvious signs that the world has very much changed. An entire castle of fairies popped out of the dreaming and is now on our side. Vampires rule cities in the open. Werewolves are out and about doing things quite openly. In general, the world seems to have slipped back into an earlier time where magic and gods were a much more active force in the world. Our last arc saw a campaign against Nefandi, dark mages in the service of the goddess Lilith, intent on bringing her wholly into our world to wreak havoc. That she was defeated by the party with the assistance of some allies and another god, and we moved forward into the winter, which was difficult. But with sufficient preparation, Kirkland was able to survive without starving. Lean rations, and we head into the beginnings of spring, looking forward to better preparations and hopefully less lean rations in the future. Knowing full well that many of those in the world around did not survive the winter for having been unable to prepare. Off screen, Kirkland was subject to a handful of little skirmishes with bandits over the course of the winter. Most happened away from Kirkland's direct walls and were handled by militia patrols. And Kirkland got through with a minimum of casualties or disruption. But efforts were made off and on throughout the winter to get at the food, which was clearly behind the walls of the town. And we move forward now on March 17th, 2024. I don't know exactly what change day that is, but it's close to a year. On a pretty normal day in Kirkland, the snow has begun to melt away. There's much less around as the weather slowly warms. And preparations are underway to begin prepping the fields for the spring planting. The party is probably in another of the many, many meetings that happen with the town council, which some members of the party are included in. Hold me 1 second. I need to pause for IRL reasons.
Let's see. Do we have the date that we came forward from?
No.
It was Christmas. It was Christmas Day.
Oh yeah,
before
right.
that.
December 16th or 14th.
Yes, thank you, Elaine.
Was that being, no? I thought the Nefandi arc ended in
November.
Yeah,
because but we had jumped again. We had jumped ahead for one session for a couple of wrap up things and a Jesse's birthday, and then jumped ahead to Christmas and then here. So if you're looking for three times back, it was sometime in November.
Yeah, I'm looking for trying to figure out like node and cost for some of the stuff that Aletha was buying and would have been doing in that time.
Yeah, we can.
So I just want to make a note of that in my sheet. I'll go back and listen to the episode. You'll have the date.
I also, I guess, one last bit of housekeeping that I forgot is I, in the being sick and then my girlfriend moving in, totally forgot to upload the Christmas special episode.
How dare you?
But I will. I did fortunately download it, so we didn't lose it. But I will get it edited and uploaded probably.
Put that at risk?
Yeah. Craig only holds on to the recordings for 7 days. So usually I download them immediately the night of, just to make sure that nothing happens and I don't lose them. And I think I downloaded that one like 2 days later. So it's definitely there. I double checked that it's on my computer. But yeah, that is that is a possibility that can happen. So, all right. Well, M stepped away from their computer for just a moment. So does anybody have any questions to ask or anything they would like to add to the recap?
Were we given any experience over the time skip or any other dots, et cetera, et cetera?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it too much.
Three abilities, three attribute dot, whatever.
Yeah,
I am asking because of pattern recognition, not expectations.
Yeah, I'm going to say no for the time being. I'll give it some thought over the next couple of days. And if I feel like I should give you all something, I'll give you something. But for now, I'm going to say just no, but that may change.
Okay. Mostly was hoping to be able to start a thing that requires a higher level of sphere than I have currently in that time skip.
Gotcha.
Because I'm 4 XP shy.
Okay, I will let you know. In part, the reason I hold off is because we were introducing a new character, and that just makes things more complicated. But I will consider and let you know.
Okay.
The party is in another one of those endless fucking council meetings that happened since Aletha and Chase are, well, Aletha is officially and Chase more or less is at this point.
Picking meeting as a focus is feeling like it's paying off so much.
Yeah. More or less of the plotting out the plan for the spring of Kirkland. One thing that has been talked about extensively is a little bit of reclamation. When the change happened, Kirkland built a wall around itself, including cutting off some of the town that was not able to be walled off quickly. And now that town better understands that we can magically duplicate matter, they are wanting to reclaim the chunks of town that were left behind. That way there's more housing available and some of the families that have been packed into multiple houses can spread back out. And Kirkland has a little bit more space to work with. In addition to that is just the plans for planting within the spring and discussions about trade, and the fact that has been previously discussed of Chase and party leading a trade expedition out of Kirkland to visit other towns and communities and small budding nation states that are cropping up in the end of the world, and see what kind of diplomatic relations can be established along the lines of you have stuff, we have stuff, let's consider exchanging stuff, and also maybe be friends in the face of potential future conflict. As that meeting stretches on and on and on, a familiar and, by this point, very frustrating sound is heard in the distance. The town bell begins ringing, indicating the likelihood that something is happening at one of the gates.
Of course.
Well, it gets us out of here at least. Aletha is going to stand up, because Aletha's not as much of a meeting person for long, long meetings, and probably having to help dictate where all of the fucking crops are going probably gets a little tedious.
I imagine it would. Also, I'm concerned about the very idea that there are people who are excited about meetings. Those people shouldn't be allowed.
They're called managers.
Those people should not be allowed in polite society. All right, so Aletha hops up. Presumably everyone follows, or what?
Are we all there?
Probably. Given that there the discussion was the party heading out on trade caravan. But it's possible, okay, if you would like Jessie to be somewhere else, that is also workable.
If she's not, like, explicitly requested, she's probably around the lumberyard, honestly.
Okay. In that case, you're about a block to the west of where the town meetings happen, and you would also hear this ringing of bells from the east gate. Just as a reminder.
She will be heading toward it to meet with the group. That's just the...
Okay. Anybody else want to do anything in particular here before we move forward?
Slash follow.
Okay. So, Chase, Aletha, Astoria, and Jessica pile out of the meeting hall onto Main Street, heading east, and are soon overtaken by Jesse in, you know, probably work overalls and covered in wood dust, coming from the west, and headed towards the gate at the far end.
Small note. Mm-hmm. Aletha probably, very quickly after they got back to town, would have gotten all of the mages together to that can do core magic to remake the armor on spells. So.
Okay.
Or charms.
I got you.
I don't think they're going to actually come up here, but.
Yeah, no, you should 100% armor up and massacre the people that are at the gate. One second, please.
Oh god, he's going to massacre someone.
I hope it's not me.
Well, he knows we'll come down there afterward if he tries that. Okay. Defend the moth.
So as you approach the gate, the ringing of the bell ceases as they see that someone has responded from leadership. A handful of militia are there, and a few random oglers from the town who heard the bell and stopped what they were doing to come investigate.
And that's what we hear up at the gate.
The gate has been opened, but the people outside held at the point of crossing before they actually enter the town. Which is a special consideration given that these people are known to the town. In front of you on the road are the carts and horses and people of Tiernan and his posse, who visited a few months back and engaged in a bit of trade, and we're here for the opening salvo, if you will, of the Nafandi War, where one of their members was killed. last you heard, Tiernan and company were headed out to engage in trade with other towns. And you've not had too much direct contact or communication with them since. But here they are in front of you, waiting at your gate.
Probably a wave and call up. Hello, Tiernan.
How's everything going?
Oh, you know, end of the world. Can only complain so much.
That's the spirit. Not a lot of significant changes, other than broadly the caravan has grown to some degree. Most of them are familiar faces, for those who care enough to memorize them to any level. You know, 9 months in the apocalypse is really just like 10 years of aging at this point. So everything looks about that much more rugged and worn, probably. There's a couple different carts that clearly had to be remade. But the horses are doing great. The biggest change to Tiernan, probably, other than just being as old as he is anyway, is a few more visible tattoos have popped up. And he's missing a hand. Which, you know, seems to have healed finally into a stump.
Is his mark of favor visible?
It would be through, like, long open robes, basically.
on that note, Jesse, it is actually explicitly visible to you. And Tiernan, in a similar way that you were able to discern the touch of Artemis on Astoria previously, you can see a small, not quite tattoo. It's like a glowing emblem emblazoned on the back of Jesse's right hand of two sets of stag antlers circling around each other, making like a ring. To your eye, it glows gold. That wasn't there before.
Is there a rule about figuring out who that is? What?
Yes. You can give me a wits. I'll allow Enigma or Occult for this.
Well, Occult is only one better. What you got for Diff, Captain?
Diff 7.
So that's this game. How are 10s exploding?
Yeah, they
are normal. And are tens that roll into ones zeroing out.
There it is.
Yeah.
Chris, you're the only one that does that thing.
I don't care.
Can I roll to notice that he's looking?
Sure. Perception alertness, diff 7. That looks like 1, 2, 3, 2, two successes.
Stop. My 10 rolled into a 1-2.
Amazing.
The spear is with me.
What's also, the dip?
7.
Two successes then.
Okay.
Well, actually, specialize?
Yeah, 6 for you then. Yeah.
5 successes.
Wild. yeah, I'll have you know, I forgot about roll 20 and that startled the shit out of me when you rolled in there because I forgot that it makes noise. I was like, what the fuck?
No hiding from you.
No. Yeah, you definitely notice that he notices your hand. But yeah, Tiernan, with 2 successes, I'll allow. That is quite likely the mark of Kernanos. A couple other gods that it could be. But that seems the most likely. Stag antlers are pretty blatant symbol.
You're talking the big old, like the old god before Zeus that like eats his children and that whole shebang?
No. Kernanos is the horned lord of...
oh, thank God.
Yeah. No,
you're thinking of Kronos.
Kronos.
Ah, yeah. My bad.
No, you're fine. Kernanos is the horned lord of... the Celtic pantheon, he is an important part of Wiccan practice, most Wiccan practice. He is basically the god of spring. He's the god of the hunt. He symbolizes like the giving of life and fertility. He is the male half of the like Dione god that is has primacy basically in like Wiccan practice. all in hey, all, you would probably see him in a positive one. Light.
Big plus.
yeah, not an evil one by any means. Like any god, our concepts of good and evil are a little wiggly when applied to deities. But he's certainly not a profoundly negative god.
What a ringing endorsement. How's your god?
The good guy, at least. The cycle of life and death is not necessarily all good or all evil, but like death is a part of life.
Oh, yeah. How's your god? Not profoundly bad.
Yeah.
Hey, that's about
I mean, bit. That is a good thing to say for a deity. They are.
I mean, compared to fucking mother.
Yeah, no. I'm just very entertained with. The like very qualified, you know, could be worse.
Yeah, it could be much worse. Was much worse.
Much yeah,
worse.
Lilith was definitely worse. Yeah. That's our situation. Tiernan's party sees you. You see Tiernan's party. And Tiernan notes Jesse is seemingly marked by a god. And Jesse, you were unable to notice this before until being marked yourself, but it is now clear to you that Tiernan himself is also marked by a god.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask to roll to see which one, because there's no fucking way Jesse would know. like, not at all. I got 0 points in any of that shit.
That's hilarious.
She was raised Catholic in New Jersey. She's got like the last year of experience. The only thing she knows about anything magic related or occult related is what she has learned from the group and personal experience.
Okay, hey, don't fuck. I was teaching her, hey, don't fuck around with gods.
Didn't Tiernan sort of... like talk about Tyr last time he was here?
He did.
Like,
yeah, kind of yeah, a lot. But
like, we just know that he follows Tyr.
The gang was in fact visually recognizing. Yeah. A giant angel of light.
Yeah. But it's a little different for Jesse to now understand that there is someone else here who has largely the same situation that she has, just with a different deity.
So if she catches Tiernan looking at hers, she's going to look down at it, look up at him, point at it, point at his, point at hers, and go, can we talk later?
To be clear, you point center mass to him. That's not a very...
Okay, but she's pointing at her hand and then at you and then at her hand.
No, we can... Absolutely. I'm hoping there's time for that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
Leolaith is probably just going to tell him, you know, to open the gate and let him in.
Okay. Yeah. They push the gate the rest of the way open to allow the caravan to trundle on inside.
General checks of health and shit like that before, you know, they get too far in.
Yeah.
I kind of assume he has it covered, but, you know, we don't want the fucking plague again.
We don't want the fucking plague again. So Tiernan, when you and your and company make it inside the wall, it doesn't look markedly different than it was the last time you were here. Just it's winter or late end of winter now, beginning of spring. Things seem pretty well organized. People are bundling around, getting ready for the early spring work. If one thing is noticeably different, it's that the militia are better equipped and seemingly better disciplined.
Yeah.
They've had the winter to prepare for the likelihood of conflict, and friends from the duchy down south helping to supply them with better gear. So the late arrival to the gang is Russell, the police chief and ostensible leader of the militia, who kind of trots in from the west and recognizes Tiernan, puts out a hand. Well, welcome back. Here on another trade mission?
The jolliest of time to fuck with people. I use the nub to shake his hand.
That'll get a laugh out of him.
Dirty laugh is the intention. That seems to be at least what the winds keep pushing me towards. How are you doing?
Well, we survived the winter. That's better than I thought when all this got kicked off. Winds keep pushing you towards here. That sounds like some Olathe stuff, Olathe nonsense. And he kind of winks in a general Olathe direction.
Like eyebrows? Fate, winds, yep. Yeah. They do a lot together, usually.
Olathe is going to shake her head a little at him and just kind of raise an eyebrow. I will cut you off from cigarettes again.
I'll die. I mean,
you'll be fine.
My job.
So the winds are pushing you here. In any particular reason or anything they're actually saying, or just a kind of move along?
All the strings of fate where they guide you. on a bright side, we do have all this food we're not sure what to do with sometimes, if that's been a particular struggle.
Well, I'm sure we can find a way to use it.
And
come on, let's see what kind of trades we can do.
With that, I'll just go where directed. That's how this went last time, pretty much.
Yeah. Olathe is kind of going to let Chase take the lead on actual trading, because, you know, he's better at it, and Olathe is not really as much the bargaining type unless she absolutely has to.
And, also, the big old covered area where the gas pumps were has been turned into a big old covered area to feed and water horses, with a little bit more in the way of awnings added on to expand the area in which there is some degree of shade and comfort for caravans just like this one. So that's where we're going.
Phenomenal.
Everybody's just going winter shade.
Harriet Nubler, the horses. Probably know what this looks like at this point, and I imagine get as ecstatic as horses do, really.
Yeah, you know. in the time since you guys have been here last, that awning is pretty well equipped now with feed trough and water and such for the maintenance of horses. It's kind of natural to pivot from a gas station to a horse station. And some attendants are on hand to pretty quickly see to it that the horses get a little bit of feed and water.
Copious amount of thank yous.
So, what's new with you, man?
Well, went out west for a minute. No one super exciting out there. Passed through a couple of villages. Met a tribe of terrifyingly mean werewolves. Holds up hand.
Great.
And the outside world is getting worse, seems to be the culmination of where I'm at with that.
I wish that didn't track.
Yeah.
So, sorry I'm not a harbinger of great news.
No, I mean, it's...
There are a fair few less werewolves.
It's the best we can hope for, I think, is it's getting worse rather than it's just all over. But, you know, like 6 months ago, I was saying every 30 seconds that I wanted to fucking leave this place. And now there's packs of werewolves out there. Man. Glad you're alive. Did you want to talk to Olathe about like a new hand?
No. Oddly enough, this only brings me in closer step to, you know, and he gestures at the big T.
Olathe, when Chase says that, Olathe is kind of going to put her head down and smile a little bit of like, yeah, that's probably not going to be the way that needs to go.
You not Olathe having a hand brings you closer to your god.
His god lost his hand to...
Okay. At least there's like a connection and it isn't just the gods love seeing us suffer, which...
I'm gonna go as far to... I'm taking the grace of, instead of a terrifying god wolf in Fenrir, it was just a black spiral dancer feels like a downplay, but...
Yeah, fuck those guys, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess never mind on that. But while we're on the subject, Russell, do you want to just not smoke cigarettes anymore?
Not really. What are you gonna, like, hypnotize-y, magic-y, wash it out of my brain?
I mean, like, yeah, if you want to. If you just like smoking, send her, bud. But that option's open, you know.
You know, I quit before the world ended. And then the fucking world ended. And then it didn't seem like it mattered that much. And it was something to do with my hands. But we kind of almost survived a year of this shit. So maybe it does matter. We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Fair enough.
Did you say you got your hand bit off by a wolf?
honestly, questioning look to anyone else. Like, is this...
You said black spiral dancer, right?
Yes.
So, like, no. It was like a dude that killed a wolf and skinned it and wore its skin and then used magic to turn into a wolf, but he couldn't do that before he killed the wolf.
What the fuck?
I think
didn't Russell, need to know all of that.
Russell, you keep asking these questions, and I keep telling you, do you really want to know?
No.
And you say yes, and then you're unhappy every time you know.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm an idiot.
It's wild, bro.
This is the shit that the world I grew up in. Told you didn't like it.
Mr. Tiernan, sir,
Nod.
Do you... I mean, we're not exactly, like, bursting at the seams for space here, but, like, you seem like a capable bunch of Rubens, and, it seems like the more people we have throwing magic around, the better off we are. I think I'm allowed to do this. Are you looking for somewhere to live? Where you're hopefully not gonna get more appendages bitten off by werewolves?
Well, I was really hoping you had at least one caged up in the back, but that does seem nice for the time being.
He, Russell's gonna look at Olathe with a half-questioning, we don't, right?
Olathe is just... Olathe's clearly got a grin on her face, she's trying not to laugh in Russell's face.
We could probably make that happen.
Well, then definitely yes.
Okay.
I don't know what the future holds in a permanent sense, but... frankly, with how rough the last couple weeks have been, let's call a break at least the best option. Gesturing back to what is clearly, you know, it's a tired band of misfits at this point. There are 9 people in this caravan.
Yeah.
Not counting Tiernan.
Yeah.
Yes, we can definitely have you stay for a while.
How many of them look like they're having a good time right now?
None. I mean, like...
Better than they were.
Good spirits, but like... I apologize. There are 8 people total. One of these is deceased.
There's just a dead person in a cart crate.
No, it's the... I got the information from the first interaction.
Yeah. Yeah, she's dead.
Aaron listed at the bottom.
Yep. Okay, well, he kind of looks at Olathe and Chase and Jesse.
Well, it's gonna nod. Like, she was fine with this.
I will find somewhere for you and yours to hole up for the time being. It's probably gonna be a little bit of a reorganization here in the next couple of weeks. We're looking to push the walls out a little and reclaim some of the town we left behind when things got weird. So we'll have to kick some squatters out of some houses, I think, and patch some doors and windows. But some folks can return to their homes and we can, well, not quite be under everybody's feet as much as things were before. So
well, hopefully we'll have this group is kind of used to being under each other's feet.
Yeah,
standard fare for sleeping is shifts and in a caravan circle. So,
you want a hole in the ground?
A small open field? No point in digging up a hole.
Chase likes holes. Out of character after I said that.
Just a couple these days.
Yeah, out of character after I said that, my brain clicked.
Yeah, don't worry. Chris, the person, was suppressing the old man pervert laugh.
Just a couple of these days.
There is basically a open field right next to the main house. If the party would want to just park them there for the main time, for the moment until they find the house to park them in.
I think we have enough room to. Statue right now that isn't currently being farmed.
Because, Ben, we had discussed that pretty much all of the area in
pretty
town.
Much, yeah, but nothing's been planted yet because it's still super early.
Yeah, there'd probably be some smaller fields that Aletha was and her mother probably and Lachlan were working on keeping some fresh stuff going from. Mm-hmm. A story as well if she, you know, wants to use her life magic that way, but...
Yeah, sure. I know she is. With help.
Yeah. So, like, there is some of the fields in town being used and being, you know, trying to keep a supply of food coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Fair. Okay. probably gonna fast forward a little bit here. Unless y'all want to play this out, I imagine there would be some effort to make a welcome dinner for Tiernan and company.
Oh my god, are we bringing him to the Mort Fort?
Another giant house party at the Mort Fort.
You know what? Any excuse. Honestly, it's been a couple months. Well, it's probably been like 1 month because Luca just had a birthday.
Yeah. All right. And largely to give you guys an opportunity to talk with Tiernan, because I'm sure Astoria and Jesse both need to chat with him a bit. So, Tiernan, you and company are treated to probably better food than you've had for most of the apocalypse. There's a... very nice, very lovely Japanese lady by the name of Kyoko Gilmore and a Italian-American, very Jersey housewife by the name of Abigail collaborating for most of the cooking. And it is more than you expect from a town, on the teetering edge of the apocalypse. But food is had, libations are poured, and in the aftermath, fire is lit in the backyard and a fire pit.
Hot tub? Hot tub?
Oh god, are we starting up the hot tub? It's been a while.
Starting up the hot tub?
go for it. If y'all want to hot tub it up, send it.
It's March in Illinois, isn't it? Like,
it's still
cold?
Pretty damn shit.
I hate to tell you, we do that shit in January.
Monstrous.
Do you know how great it is to be in a hot tub that is hot as hell with steam rising from it?
I do.
Do you
but
know
I
how
also...
much it sucks to get out?
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
I will admit, getting out sucks. We're mages and we don't care because we can just wrap warmth around ourselves.
Yeah, man.
Just get out, be dry, and be clothed while you're in a 70 degree bubble.
That's Chase's plan.
Well, send it, bud, if that's what y'all want to do.
So, I, what's my diff, to change the weather of the backyard?
Are you trying to do the whole backyard?
Weather changing is forces four, right?
I have that.
I think on that small of a scale, it probably wouldn't be.
I think if you're just trying to increase the air temperature of the backyard, you could get away with forces three.
Yeah, I would. I would think three would do the backyard, especially when you have a fire pit that or you're working off of.
Yeah, it would be forces four and I think entropy as well to actually alter the weather pattern. But I think if you're just warming a square area, it's not too different from how you guys have warmed houses before. I would call it a forces three. So,
that's my diff at six.
Could probably kit bash your way to forces two since we do have the fire lit of just not allowing heat to escape with forces two until it's just like we have a fire indoors.
Yeah. Could also do that.
Well, I rolled 10, 6, 7, 10, 5, 6. Tell me how many successes that is.
Enough.
I'm just going to say enough and we'll move on.
Cool. The backyard is pleasant.
Yeah, backyard is warmer than it would normally be with just a campfire in the middle. So, yeah. Are y'all hot tubbing this shit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Tiernan, you notice largely a scooped out bowl in the backyard.
I imagine it's been shaped and, like, made almost like an actual hot tub in the intervening
months. It had been, the last it was updated, it had been basically dug out with matter magic to be big enough to accommodate six in like a circle, like a circular bench, basically. Mm-hmm. And then like covered with basically the plastic pool liner stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a finished in-ground hot tub at this point.
Yep.
It just needs magic to be hot.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, man. This has been like the spot for evenings for this party for a hot minute.
And Jessica will separate herself from Astoria for a moment to walk over to the hot tub, dip her hand in, give it a stir, and with two successes, it pretty quickly is steaming.
Oh, that should be good.
Nice.
Thank you,
I don't think anybody was actually expecting to be in a hot tub, so I'm going to go ahead and say Chase does not have, like, swim trunks on him.
I would bet he's that getting down to his boxers. At the house.
Like, nope, he's just getting down to his boxers. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm saying it's at the house. Olathe's probably grabbing a bikini.
Valid.
Like, I guarantee.
I mean, they're not super far away. It wouldn't be difficult to go fetch their stuff from various houses.
Oh, it wouldn't be, but like, if the hot tub is at the house, I guarantee that.
Yeah.
You know, they're there.
But it or at tracks least that fair Chase clothes. Would, not give a fuck and just.
Yeah, the only reason he's not getting butt ass naked is that, like, children might show up.
Yeah.
Astrid lives in there. She's like 14. He's not trying to be butt ass naked in a hot tub when she comes out of the backyard.
Yeah, Astrid's there. Dakota's 8, 9? I think 9 at this point.
Caroline.
We're at the Moorport. Caroline.
Yeah, but he's...
No, we are at the main house because the hot tub's at the main house. The pool is at the Moorport.
Oh,
yeah, Dakota okay, is also less likely to just kind of show up in the backyard, like, historically speaking, so far.
Whereas Astrid and her gaggle of teenagers absolutely are.
They but fucking live there.
Yeah. I guess technically, because we just haven't brought him into RP as much, yeah. That's fair.
Okay, so, Tiernan, within a few moments, this, gaggle of misfits has comported themselves down to bathing suits of assorted cuts and fits and piled into a fucking magical hot tub in the backyard. What doing?
Well, Tiernan's wearing a robe. when you're trying to mitigate your level of laundry while on the road, some things become unnecessary. And by that, I mean he's going to roll up his robe a little bit and put his feet in.
Instead
of scarring children with dirty old men.
When he does that, Olathe will ask if he wants a suit. There are some inside.
Yeah, we got, like, stuff for you. You should probably get... Dude, you've been on the road for, like, months. You sure you don't want to get in the hot tub for at least long enough to see what happens to your joints?
Looks down briefly to see what is probably a cloud of dirt coming off of his nasty ass feet. Before going, oh, my bad, and pulling those back out. I think I should shower before I get in water with anyone or bathe.
I love the fact that he wouldn't have used matter magic to be clean.
Jesse doesn't use magic like that either, so.
Yeah.
Ace is on it. That's going to be four successes as he gets started with any dirt that's not the ground in a like 3 meter radius. Just push it away.
Okay.
Which is probably going to have a weird brown smear behind Tiernan in like a cone shape as it gets pushed away from him if he's that dirty.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is.
Amazing.
It's kind of like.
One could say a dust of a cloud of dust is constantly kicked up by a caravan, and the same cart isn't always in the lead.
And now there's a big old cone of dust behind you.
Yeah, no, that wall is gross, or wherever it landed.
For a moment, he's like that one Charlie Brown character that just has the perpetual, Pigpen. He just has a puff of dust behind him for a moment before it settles to the ground. And, Tiernan, that feels pretty great.
It's a slight mound.
There you go, bud. So, long story short, if you just don't want to get in the hot tub, it's cool. Don't give in to peer pressure. But, like, if you do feel like it would improve your life, there's no excuses, buddy.
The most contented old man knees popping as the feet just sit back in the hot tub.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just a look of contentment.
Grippers in the hot tub.
Anyone sitting right next to him can probably hear his toes popping as he stretches them.
Jesse hears them from across the tub.
Olathe is
probably more than willing to sit next to him.
Phase two.
Storia will sit on Jessica to conserve space.
Yeah, I assume Jesse's doing something similar with Lachlan.
Yeah, that is pretty standard practice.
So things seem like they're going fairly well here.
I'm going to be a dad.
Well, congratulations.
This is probably not news to the party. The thing is still ongoing and was set in like mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be news for Tiernan. Yeah, man.
So are you on a new mission? Try and make the world a better place? Kind of?
Mostly it's make sure this area doesn't have too many problems so that I can like raise a family and I'm not going to say peace because I know that's not what's going to happen, but at least comfort, maybe, knowing that the Risen Kingdom isn't going to, like, own them, I guess. I don't know. Shit out there is scary in any direction you go, so I'm hoping to keep my head down and do what needs to happen to make this place stay safe, because all my shit's here.
I can understand that. Well, not that children are the same thing as adding people to your group or family, but such is the way of it. You may notice our little group has changed in some dynamics. There are, and I'm assuming the rest of the caravan TM is scattered throughout town, probably, to this instant. But you all met Nina last time. She was the one that stayed behind and kind of ran everything when I wandered off. But we have managed to, either by luck or fate, wander into two more awakened types, bringing our little group to four mages total and four unawakened, but still pretty capable, thankfully. And no new tragedies, fortunately, other than the most minor ones.
That is fortunate. And chosen family is sometimes more important than made family. With a bit of a gesture, or at least a nod, towards Jessica and Astoria.
Jessica beams.
Oh.
Astoria snuggles deeper into Jessica's arms.
Yes, we.
Good for them.
Okay. I guess at that point, Jessica is gonna peek out of the snuggle bundle for a little bit. So, other than the scary werewolves biting your hand off, did you see anything else interesting out there while you were away?
Yes and no. Depends on how much interest people take, and, you know, sometimes just trading food, people who aren't doing well enough to do it, getting away from your lovely people that just don't want other people to exist for some reason.
Well, it's good to know some things never change.
Other than that, the groups that seem to have taken power are doing what they can to hold on to it. And I'm doing my best to not involve myself with, you know, witches, warlocks, and wardrobes. Vampires, werewolves, what have you. So honestly, boring news is good news besides the couple of interactions we've had.
I guess that's better than we could hope for. Well, Chase, you've been talking about like going out and doing some trade yourself. Wouldn't it be kind of easier if we enlisted our new friend here instead of building our caravan from the ground up?
I'm always interested in expert opinions here. To be honest, I was planning on winging it. I'm great at conning people, but I don't know a whole lot about the actual ins and outs of trade. I just have lots of shit and want to buy shit. So, yeah, man. You looking for a team up?
Sounds
I say,
great.
As though you didn't just get here and to say that you were looking to settle down.
After a couple days, absolutely. I'll get, you know, bold and bored.
You know.
Benji, I don't think it would take a crazy amount of time, but I don't have the knowledge out of character to confidently say there's a whole bunch of maps laying around. But I assume it has not been a full blind wonder everywhere.
No. Yeah, and at a bare minimum, you've got like a road atlas you picked up in a fucking rest stop somewhere, so you can at least know where the towns are on the map, kind of thing.
Yeah, and then just marking things as one does when they have someone in their caravan that has any level of correspondence.
Yeah. And the party has at least a vague notion of the towns closest to them and a few other noteworthy towns. Some of that is information the players have, and some is information that I will give you that the characters have as you go. But yeah, so you're not completely oblivious to your surroundings.
Fully not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, out of character / in character to some degree, that will probably be where that conversation leads of, yeah, here's a map. When do you want to go where? They have these supplies.
Absolutely. Away from Chicago, I think, is a good place to start with a direction.
Probably.
Can Olathe start looking over that map, by the way?
Yeah, Olathe, you know more about this area than most of us. And it has just now dawned on me that there's still like a realistic chance that this could turn from part trade mission into part treasure hunting, if you want to call it that.
It very much can. And honestly, probably very much will.
Like, I'm just saying, if we happen to come across some other lumber yard that happens to have shitloads of nice stuff, that does just save our people from having to cut down trees and shit for a little bit.
Banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an actual map?
I always have the Google map in front of me.
Alright, well... Sorry. Let me pull Google Maps up as well.
And I do have... we do have the one map in the Maps and Locations tab that at least shows all the things that you guys know.
This is going to be a little more than that.
Yeah, I will probably chart up a map between now and next week of some more stuff that Tiernan has discovered while he's out and about that you guys don't know yet. But I can wing it on stuff for now if Olathe wants to pick a direction.
Okay, well, roughly how far out has he traveled? Are we talking like past Freeport, all the way to the Illinois River, or to the Mississippi River? The far side of the Mississippi?
I've got him traveling...
Are we going south?
Yeah, I've got him traveling as far south as, like, the very outskirts of Peoria, and as far west as, like, dipping his toe into Iowa a little bit.
Alright. So, if we're going that route, that means he probably went down, roughly down 39. He took main roads. Yeah, Olathe is going to start looking through the map. Pointing out, let's see. Is he crisscrossed in between, or did he just make kind of a big loop?
Crisscrossed.
Okay. What is it? I think... Ding's having to use his own brain. Probably checking to see if there's a mark for Grand Detour right near Dixon. Some of these are areas I don't know as well, because I just haven't gone as far south as that. Probably going to mark the Tanner's Orchard if it's down a little north of Peoria. If not, she'll mark it on there herself, because there's a full, large, like, apple orchard with a shit ton of different varieties of apples, which all fruit at different times. And just kind of marking through stuff like that. Like, Grand Tour, I know, should have at least part of a forge, and if they've gone far enough north, Galena, I know, had at least had a working forge.
Yeah, Galena is marked as a functioning town. Peoria itself has a big question mark on it. It seemed like Tiernan would have this information, but it seemed like there was a lot going on down there, but it wasn't entirely clear what. And that's a big enough city that a trade caravan doesn't really want to go into that blind. And then the other one you were talking about was
Grand Tour, which is a little north of Dixon.
Dixon, yeah.
Because I know, like, I think one of the old John Deere forges is near there.
Dixon is marked as a standing town, but with kind of a question mark of may or may not have made it through the winter.
Okay. Oh, and also gonna mark the Illinois Forge outside of Sterling Rock Falls. I know there's a forge there at the very least. The Illinois Forge is there.
Okay.
So possibly some equipment we could use to start smelting stuff ourselves.
Drop all this in a chat for me if you don't mind, so I can properly get it into notes.
Do you want me to just general it, or message it directly to you, or petition?
Directly to me is fine.
Okay.
Sterling is another one of intact, but unsure. Like, they didn't look like they were in the best of shape, so may or may not have made it through the winter. But any of those would be, any of that would be valid for you guys to explore. including Peoria, because you just have no idea what's going on down there. But that is a long way to go on minimal information.
All right. Yeah, I'm guessing Olathe might have more knowledge than, and some different knowledge than I do. I'm trying to just pull things. Like, technically, there's a Rock Island arsenal, and there's some different forges in the cities, I believe. But I'm not entirely sure how intricate they are.
Yeah.
And Olathe just having different interests would have.
Right. And I will get a bit more information for you guys outside of those options before the next session. So pick from that if you want to make that your starting point and go from there.
Yeah, Olathe probably would push for the moving south, hitting Tanner's as spring hits. Shit'll already be flowering and things of that nature. I believe some of the stuff there is more spring based.
Okay, well, character conversation. Go for it.
I'm trying to type, damn it. Can't expect you to type and say different words.
Skill issue.
Jesus. Yeah. Since when did you think I had skills? You've said otherwise yourself many times. Well, we know we don't want to go near Rockford, so I would say we look at starting south. We can possibly clear up Peoria here. At the very least, we could hit the orchards that are near there and start off with some different plants that should flower more through the years. Starting our own orchard may be a good idea. I believe last I knew of a couple of years back, Rock Falls here had some kind of like a forge. We may be able to get different stuff here. And she's just kind of going to start muttering to herself as she just starts marking down little notes on different towns.
Okay.
And is going to very lightly, like, line out a path through different ways that they may be able to go. Before
she's invested, but quiet because he doesn't know the stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, definitely, like, right over her shoulder, leaning in real close.
Yeah. I'm assuming that I can't really path out this because I don't know what towns may be marked as dangerous and things like that, Ben. And I don't want to just sit here for the next hour going, cool, is Sublette dangerous? Cool, is Amboy dangerous? Cool, is Walton dangerous? Cool, is...
Right.
But we'll be hitting different high points that she knows about, or maybe smaller camps that may have had activities and things like that that may have supplies that we could use. That would be less likely to be hit, because there are quite a few different, like, summer camp and things like that in different areas through here.
Okay.
Or towns that seem like they would be decent enough size to actually help with what may be going on.
Mm-hmm.
Things that had historic things, like she had with Fulton, knowing the windmill was there, because that's a... You know, thing. Hey, maybe we can build one of these to do grain, to like crush grain ourselves, things like that.
Right.
So different shit like that. Mark out what seems like a safe enough path with at least some pack finding in it. Start south, curl around, probably hit Clinton Fulton and visit with our Fae allies. And take it up north, come back, cut south at Freeport to avoid Rockford.
Yeah, that's a... Tiernan, when that gets brought up, that kind of gets your notice of the casual mention of Fae allies. is not information you had before.
The what?
The Fey realm has kind of bled over here, and she's going to lightly just kind of trace around Sterling Fulton and then write Fey realm. We have a better relationship with the king than the queen, but she's a little more standoffish, prickly.
He scratches his beard, and
it wasn't what we expected either.
I don't know what to do with that one, I'll be honest.
It was not something we entirely anticipated, but when the giant hawk kept flying over the town, we decided to look into it.
Had to talk to somebody, I get you.
Well, you know, it didn't turn into a fight.
Take that one every time you can.
Pretty much. Especially in this day and age.
It's pretty good. There's a whole castle that just wasn't there, and now it's there.
Yeah. Olathe will also mark in, like, kind of little notes about Oregon and the different towns that they went through on their way there.
Which ones were gone. The town of Oregon, not the state of Oregon, just for reference.
Yeah, there is a town named Oregon that controls a bridge that crosses the Rock River, I believe it is.
Yeah.
That's off of Sting knowledge, not off of looking at the map, because I have stepped away for a sec. But yeah, I know we went through some of the different ones. I assume we may have even investigated some of the other towns or seen representatives of them in the meantime, but for sure what we know about, she will help fill in his map.
Yeah. All right.
Chase, I'm assuming you're going to want to effectively make your own copy of this at some point.
What do you think I'm doing?
Good.
With notes.
Nothing else. Yeah.
Audio notes.
Some of these. A pared down version of this. Maybe even something you can trade.
Yeah.
All right.
Information's always useful.
Mm-hmm. Olathe is also going to start marking down things near Chicago, like the different castles they saw, noting down Milwaukee as vampires. Very much not noting any kind of location for the Brotherhood, because last I knew, they very specifically did not want to be noted, and she also will not mention them out loud.
Also valid.
But she will be adding in, like I said, information that, you know, vampires, things of this nature, just all that kind of stuff is just slowly getting added to this map as it's giving a more complete picture and, you know, trading that information to Tyrion, even if he decided not to stay, feels kind of valid, given that it's giving us a very road-specific map with all the other information. A little bit of tit for tat.
Big bones. Chris is trying to figure out what's going on.
Milwaukee is controlled by vampires.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
They are semi-allies.
The vampires?
As allies as vampires can be. At the very least, they're not fans of the Risen Kingdom.
That checks out. Yeah.
Here, 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 and here. And she's going to point. The Risen Kingdom appeared to be building some kind of outposts, possibly magic-resistant little castles. Ben, have we gone back and checked those to see what those actually formed up as?
Yeah, I mean, if y'all haven't gone back, you probably, Celeste has probably flown over and given you information about them.
Yeah, I figured it was probably Celeste that at the very least would have done it, but...
So, what y'all have learned and what y'all have gotten from that is... As of about a week ago, they're close to complete castles through the use of magic and some degree of modern building techniques. You're able to build a castle quite a bit faster than you could back in the day. And more or less, have little villages built up around them of people who have been relocated there to farm the land in their immediate vicinity and maintain a presence there.
Yeah, so she's going to mark those out. Mark that human group that was out there. Kind of put a little question mark on whether or not they made it and whether or not they're friendly.
The Beaver Island gang. I want to note armored looking dudes.
Yeah. Somewhere during all of this discussion, Chase is very much going to have an aha moment and be very disruptive with, oh my god, Milkwaukee is a city and not a state.
God. Alyssa will just stop writing and just kind of stare blankly at the map as when he says that, and like just kind of freezes there for probably at least a good like maybe 5 seconds before she shakes her head. And Oregon is a state and a town.
To completely distract and counter from the judgment received from the other side, it is full grandpa vibes of sure is, buddy.
Look, man.
Ounce of judgment.
She didn't say anything. She's letting it slide.
Are you thinking about Michigan?
Tiernan goes, I didn't go to traditional school either.
No, I genuinely don't actually know where I thought Milwaukee was. They're a tool company, and I'm a high school dropout, so...
Did you not learn, like, the states in elementary school?
I didn't even go to high school, so...
Like, that's elementary school.
I don't fucking remember elementary school.
Alright, well, most of them probably don't exist as states anyway.
I have so much fucking childhood trauma. It's like there's a barrier in my memories that blocks out most of everything before it, okay?
That feels very on the nose.
That is... No, that's not okay, but I feel like that's something we should work on.
It's something I've been working on, but that's not the point. The point is... That's something that I'm... You got to be able to laugh at yourself, right? And you got to be able to share that you're a fucking idiot with your friends, right?
Man, I'm just taking it as a win that I finally knew something that you didn't.
Look, man.
I'll just reach over and pat Jesse on like the back of the shoulder a couple times and then go back to marking shit down.
While Jesse's like borderline smug.
You don't even know that Alaska seceded from the U.S. in 2009, okay? So, like...
What? See, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit.
Don't know. Anyway. And she's looking back over here, and she's just ignoring this now. And probably filling in more, like, you know, this is Harvard, they have horses... Not really much of a magic presence, but fairly. We're decently willing to work with us after the Nafondi incident.
Also, so many cows.
Also, cows. They were very much in with the cows, which has been helpful. And I'm assuming at this point, I think I've. One final thing, Ben. Olathe is going to jot down in the map, when we were flying on the birds to go to Rockford, Olathe used mind and some other magics that I don't remember now because it's been fucking way too goddamn long, to note that Forreston looked like it had been a pretty big camp town and that Polo had mostly been on fire. That's bad. Well, I mean, it's been quite a while now. So probably just going to note down that, like, these towns are probably different in these ways.
Send me that in the message as well, because I think I lost track of that bit of note.
Fair enough.
because I remember.
But I believe that we had also kind of worried about what was going on at like the Byron nuke plant and stuff. But I don't. I was not the one who spotted that. Someone else did.
And I think that may have been checked out the Astoria nuclear plant.
Yeah,
I think the atomic spirit they're keeping in there gets out. We all die.
So you're gonna need whatever Astoria had gotten from that, or Jesse.
Yeah,
I think that was Astoria.
Specifically Astoria that was doing a big peep at the reactor.
Because I remember Olathe pointing them out to people and like, you know, here's where this was, here was this was. So.
Specifically, just as a friendly reminder, what was noted was no sign of anything weird around the reactor, no signs that it had cooked off or caught fire or done anything to indicate a meltdown. And also, under spirit vision, Astoria could see atomic banes, which are things that basically are worm spirits that hang around nuclear reactors that are more or
super
less
friendly.
Living spirits of radioactivity. Were severely weakened and seemingly fading away. But no further major investigation was done of that. But that was something that you guys noted at the time.
Okay. Olathe will hold it out more for Chase to get a final study of. Probably going to roll... thank you. Yes, I needed a 10 for this. And three successes of mind one to memorize it again herself with all the updated notes.
Okay.
And there we go. So, as I said, I think this will be our path. Gonna trace it out again, but. Should get us at least somewhere and some information.